RT Radio 1 Sport with the all-new Kia Sportage. Built for endless inspiration. The all-new Sportage. Now at your local Kia dealer.
Keeping it leash on the sports news this morning, we're joined by Padraig Lodge.
Thanks very much, Rachel. Well, close to 5,000 spectators attended last night's O'Byrne Cup semi-final in Carlow. Leash defeated their neighbours Kildare in a penalty shootout to set up a final against Dublin on Saturday afternoon. Some of the fans were actually jumping up and down on the terrace trying to stay warm, as it wasn't until close to 20-10 when the game was finally settled. After 70 minutes, the match ended. Kildare won 6, Leash 9 points. After Cormac Murphy had slotted home Leash's 10th penalty, goalkeeper Matthew Byron, son of former All-Star goalkeeper Fergal Byron, saved Paul Cribben's penalty to send the Amore County through. It's a serious turnaround for Leash, who lost their opening game to Wexford by 15 points. And manager Billy Sheehan has reservations about inter-county matches being decided by the lottery of penalties.
To be honest with you, I don't think it's a skill in the game. I'd rather people took frees off their hands. Football's a kicking game, and it is going down the soccer roof, but I'd rather if there was even frees from a certain distance or something like that, just on the 45 or whatever it is, but I don't think penalties is the way to decide a Gaelic football game, no.
Nonetheless, a very significant win for Leash, isn't it? Because there's always a great rivalry between Leash and Kildare.
Yeah, but we didn't win, and that's the fact. Like, we drew the game, like, you know, and we didn't win. And I know people say we won, but we didn't win, and we got a draw, and we probably didn't. We're hanging on. We had opportunities. They had some great opportunities. But look, the boys' attitude is very good, and that's all I can ask for as the manager.
How have you turned things around? I suppose the first day out was a difficult day for everyone in Wexford, and now here you are in the final up against Dublin.
Yeah, look, the first day we're still learning from, and I'm still learning from. And as I said that day, it was an unacceptable performance, but it was unacceptable for me as well. I'm the manager of the team, I coached the team, and the way I set up the team was wrong, and I take the blame, and it wasn't the player. So it was my job to try and improve things. And look, as I say, it's the O'Byrne Cup, and you want to go out and win games. Everyone says it's a learning curve and like that, but look, when you're on the pitch, no matter what it is, challenge game, whatever, training session, you've got to have that winning element into you. And unfortunately, the first day, we had a very, very bad day out, but we've improved a small bit since. But look, as we know, there's a game on now in 3 or 4 days. The most important thing is that we assess lads tonight. Like, we will have played then. They're on about burnout, and the GAA are on about burnout. They've given us, we aren't allowed to play a game till the 1st of January, and now they've given us 5 games in 14 days, which I think is very, very hard on players. But we're not going to be ones to make excuses. We'll be there Saturday, and we'll be ready to go.
No doubt they will. That's Billy Sheehan. Now, Paul Galvin is to join the Kildare football backroom team, working as a forwards coach under manager Glenn Ryan. Galvin joins a management team that includes Johnny Doyle, Dermot Early, Anthony Rainbow and Brian Lacey. All 5,000 tickets for Sunday's Co-op Superstores Munster Hurling Cup final between Clare and Limerick at Cusack Park in Ennis sold out in less than an hour yesterday. In his report to provincial convention, the Leinster Council chairman Pat Dehan expressed his concern about the increasing use of cocaine among young people in society, commenting that GAA players and members were not immune from this culture. He suggested that a poster be placed in every dressing room in the country to highlight the dangers drugs pose to physical and mental health. He also praised the progress being made in Kildare hurling, with what he described as giant strides being made at minor and under 20 levels. Galway Camogie has agreed a 5-year sponsorship deal with Westerwood Global worth €250,000. The agreement covers all county teams from under 14 to senior. County Board Chairman Brian Griffin described the new standalone Camogie deal as groundbreaking and said it recognised the substantial commercial value of Camogie in its own right. The new golf season is underway this morning with the Abu Dhabi Championship. Scotland's Scott Jemison holds a 2-shot lead from Victor Perez and Tyrrell Hatton on 8 under par. Rory McIlroy finished his round on level par. Shane Lowry is just underway. He parred his opening hole, and out soon will be Patrick Harrington and Jonathan Caldwell. Manchester United produced a strong second half showing to win 3-1 away to Brentford, boosting their challenge for a top four finish in the Premier League. Goals after the break from Anthony Elanga, Mason Greenwood and Marcus Rashford secured the victory. Stephen Burswine scored twice in stoppage time as Spurs beat Leicester 3-2 away. The Dutch substitute scored the equaliser in the 5th minute of stoppage time and went on to net the winner 2 minutes later. The win moved Spurs into 5th place, a point behind 4th placed West Ham. Simon Zebo and the injured James Lowe are the notable absentees in the Ireland squad for the Six Nations Championship. Ulster's Kieran Treadwell is recalled, while there are 2 uncapped players named, Ulster's Michael Lowry and Connacht's Mac Hansen. Bundy Aki has received a sighting commissioner's warning for confronting referee Matthew Reynal following Connacht's Heineken Champions Cup defeat to Leicester. Leopardstown Chief Executive Tim Husband says the track is awaiting a government announcement on spectator numbers ahead of the two-day Dublin Racing Festival at the start of next month. Leopardstown had stopped selling tickets amid uncertainty about how many racegoers would be permitted to attend. The Women's Australian Open draw was shaken up by second-round defeats overnight for third seed Garbarina Muguruza and sixth seed Annette Contaveite, while Arina Sabalenka went through in three sets. In the men's singles, Andy Murray has lost the first two sets to Taro Daniel. And finally, Waterford's Craig Breen will line up as M Sport Ford Puma Hybrid this evening for the opening pair of stages of Rally Monte Carlo. It's Breen's first season as a full-time driver in WRC, and he'll have Killarney's Paul Nagle as co-driver.